This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. A pastor was killed and 2 other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The world has lost another musician. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
When you are... Jerry Marsden, lead singer of Jerry and the Pacemakers, has died after a short illness. The group he led helped define the Merseybeat sound in the 1960s, the same musical scene that produced the Beatles. They hit number one in the UK in 1963 with their first 3 singles, How Do You Do It, I Like It, and their most memorable song, You'll Never Walk Alone. That track has been adopted as a theme song for English soccer club Liverpool. Marsden was 78. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
President Trump is expected to give Representatives Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan the Presidential Medal of Freedom. On Monday, Nunes of California is expected to get the award. Jim Jordan is expected to receive his medal next week. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All 32 teams played Sunday in the National Football League, the final week of the regular season. We now have a playoff picture and who's in the hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
The matchups are set for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs. With each conference having an additional team participating, next weekend we'll see 6 wild card games. On Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Buffalo Bills. The LA Rams head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. And the Washington football team will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday, the Tennessee Titans welcome the Baltimore Ravens in a rematch from last season's divisional round. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints, and the Cleveland Browns will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch from their Week 17 game that saw the Browns clinch their first playoff berth in 18 seasons. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers received first-round byes as the top seeds in the AFC and NFC, respectively. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Now that the holidays are officially over, John Clemens has more on getting mentally ready for 2021.
Jerry Weiss-Corvelli of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number 5, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, checking the timepieces, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy New Year to you. I'm Bill Martinez, and, plague year one is down. What is plague year two, as we go into 21, look like? With us is Dr. Bruce Hartman, and we're going to talk about our first holiday season with COVID-19. Needless to say, it has been traumatic. I think of the families, Dr. Bruce, who were home wanting to get together, especially elderly parents that we've been trying to protect through this entire ordeal, as the science and data has told us quite clearly, that those with comorbidities, those that are in the latter stages of their life, and I'm not talking about to their last breath necessarily, but that they're probably in into the sunset of their lives, are most vulnerable, and we're doing everything we can to protect them, rightfully so. But, I can't help but wonder, I don't know about you, in terms of hearing what Donald Trump had to say early on, is that we have to be careful not to let the disease, the cure, be worse than the disease itself. But I think we've experienced a little bit of that along the way, have we not?
Definitely. And I think you've identified the group that is most exposed to that. They certainly know that they're more at risk. Science has told us that. So they've become more secluded and more isolated. And human beings by nature are relational. So we're taking people that are very susceptible to this disease and done the worst thing, which is make them isolated. But there is hope. There are other things that they can do. I encourage, particularly the folks that I talk to, is to make sure they talk to at least 3 people a day.
Right.
3 people a day. Mm-hmm. And number one, and number two, spend more time in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And 3, learn how to use Zoom. That's one of the things a lot of folks have been able to do through the holidays, to stay connected with folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have, as you say, at the foundation of who we are, it is that relational cry that is in our inner being. And, teaching our elderly parents, grandparents, how to connect with Zoom, FaceTime, or whatever it is that we can, to begin to have some kind of modicum of connection, because we're starving for that. I mean, there was a story here over the holiday of, I think she was like 92 years old, a Canadian citizen, and she was in a retirement community in that, and she had it. When the prime minister said, we're locking it down one more time, she says, I'm done. And she accepted assisted suicide as the answer. I thought that was quite telling. And it made me wonder how many others, because what we get into, Bruce, as you know, is that as creative beings, speaking of the Bible, we're made in the image of God, and we are creative beings, that we can end up creating a disaster for ourselves just by the thoughts that we hold to, right?
Oh, definitely. And I think that in some parts of our country, we've taken a paint-by-numbers approach to COVID as opposed to thinking it through, thinking about the things that we can do and cannot do, and how do we help the most vulnerable here. It's a sad story you tell about the Canadian woman. I have a mother who's 87, and she just lost her husband 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. We all five of her children, know about her isolation and now her grief.
Right.
So each of us call her once a day out of compassion for knowing her loneliness, and that there's really nothing she can do outside of her home right now.
Right. And the thing is, what you just share right there, some people say, well, what can I do? Well, you know, just a simple thing like a phone call. The Bible speaks of an aptly spoken word. Sometimes it's a gesture. It's contact. I mean, this is how important something like this, especially in times like this, can be for those that are just starving for some relational connection or affection of some sort. Something that says, hey, you're important and you matter to me. You matter to me more than my work. You matter to me more than anything else. And that, you know, we were talking with Adam Holtz earlier from Focus on the Family, and he said that his word for his family this year is present. You know, not present with a T, but being in the present of mind and time and consideration. I thought, wow, what a great word that we can all embrace. And this is why, you know, for example, we do go to the Bible, because we want to be present with God. And we know that when we come out of that, you know, that connection and being in the presence of God, how blessed we are for it. We don't necessarily have to be like Moses wearing a garment over our heads because our hair is shining so brightly. But our spirits are so enlarged and encouraged after we have those experiences. And Bruce, I'm sure probably for you as well, is when you do that, you hunger for that on a daily basis. Well, you imagine what our fellow human beings must experience when, you know, we come and we meet with them and we bless them.
Yeah, you're so right, Bill. And any form of empathy, whether it's present in person or present by phone, any form of empathy that we are giving to another person, we are acting on behalf of God.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
there is a spiritual reward that we receive. Not that we should do anything to be rewarded, but it does happen. And one of the points you just made is, as we do this, we become hungrier,
right,
to do more. It's an interesting dichotomy.
And what's also interesting, and you touched on this, and this is something that's come out loud and clear for me in terms of the gift process, the gifting process. I know in relationships, sometimes it's difficult, particularly with a husband and wife, in the gifts that they offer. And had an experience with somebody who said, you know, didn't come to me and say, hey, this is what I would like, but they went ahead and bought their own gift. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, and instead of saying, hey, this is what I would like, and participating in that gift-giving process, it was in a sense preempted. And that was deprived, because the Bible says it's better to give than receive. And that cycle is interrupted when a person, you know, I don't know, for the sake of, you know, seeming convenience or whatever it is, but they end up depriving themselves, and they short circuit that cycle of giving and what it is to give and receive, right? Does that make sense?
No, it makes complete sense. And I think what you're talking, that short circuiting is the word that you use, which I think is most important. Especially in a marriage, when you do that, you're taking away a person's opportunity to give, and in effect, you're harming them. What I do, because I've never, Bill, after 30 years of marriage, I've never been able to successfully buy my wife a present that she wants. I still do it to show her that I care, and that's
right,
what's most important to her.
Right. You know, and I know that there's, in that dynamic, there are some women who say, well, if he really knew me and really loved me, then he would know. I don't have to tell him. Is that kind of a silly argument?
It is, because some of us are wiser than others.
Of course, I will say, this is two guys talking about this, ladies, so don't get upset and throw your radio across the room. Just understand we're looking for answers because we want to be that blessing that you really want from us. We got more from Bruce after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Because when it comes down to it, it's what we need. I mean, it's been a rough year, 2020, and my prayer is that in the midst of all this, as I tell my kids over and over again, my son, he echoes it out, and he always looks at me and goes, well, you know, experience defines preference, Dad. You know, and I've said that to the kids for years, is that, look at, you know, sometimes you just have to experience life. And in the process of that, what is the takeaway? What is the preference? And America has experienced life under an attack of a pandemic like, you know, never in our lifetimes have we experienced anything like COVID-19. And we're all wondering, Dr. Bruce Hartman, because I hear all the time, I mean, when people talk about COVID-19, one of the quick things that they do, they look up. Now, why would they look up when they're talking about COVID-19? Is it because, in part, instinctually, they think God's judging us? Or are they saying, I've got to have hope, and my only hope is God, and I know that God has the answers to get us through, you know, through this. Part of my daily prayer is that is from the breastplate of Saint Patrick, which you may be familiar with. But part of my additional aspect of that prayer is that God would protect us from all disease and infection.
Yeah, so as you talked about the two types of responses, you know, what looking up could mean, it's a guttural response to looking up to God, to seeking help. Mm-hmm. I was on an airplane once, and I had recently been arguing with somebody that it's innate in humankind to seek God, mm-hmm. and he was very dismissive. And so I'm on this airplane, we get struck by lightning. What do you think the words I heard were from the other passengers?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or help God or something of that nature.
Right.
And that's this guttural response that I think we're talking about. It is our nature to try to seek God for help. And those of us who suppress it, life is harder. And those of us who seek it openly, life is easier.
And it's interesting that for a time such as this, we have a country that is so divided. And what I am seeing more and more here, Bruce, is that it's divided over the idea of God. I mean, there are forces, political forces, that are basically offering up a modern God, a political God to them, which is nothing new. I mean, this has been done over the ages in other nations and other experiments, other, you know, supposed utopias, but they haven't been able to deliver. But that doesn't stop them from saying, look, you don't need that God. Because that God that you have is a killjoy. He's a cosmic killjoy. Look what he does. I mean, he just restricts your life. He's not even that vested. And he doesn't care that much about you. And so, the God that we have to offer here will provide everything that you need. And so, historically, what has happened is the followers have gone along, they've abandoned their God so they can do as they darn well please. It sounds like Judges all over again, the book of Judges. And so they do that, and then they look to the government that said that offered this new God, said, hey, here's your new golden calf that you're to adore and worship. And it doesn't talk, doesn't smell, it doesn't offer anything, just stands there. And it's worshipped, and then when the people are in trouble, they look to it. And this is what's happening, again, in that idea of experience defines preference. You have a lot of people in this country who are looking for government for the answers, and what are they doing? There's no answers. You've got, you know, Democratic mayors that are pointing fingers at the federal government. The federal government is scrambling to do everything they can, and there's only so much you can do, even with all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Yeah, so we're repeating a cycle that has existed for 7,000 years. And a lot of what you talked about is repeated a number of times through the Old Testament. And all you have to really do is read Kings, either Kings 1, Kings 2, or Chronicles 1, Chronicles 2, even Samuel. And you mentioned Judges, and certainly the story of Gideon portrays this, where God saves us, we're disobedient, then we appeal to God, and then God saves us again. It's this never-ending cycle. And I think one of the things that I'm most worried about with our country is this thought that government is who we should trust. Mm-hmm. Now, we should trust God,
right?
And there's a big difference. The government isn't there for us to serve the government.
Mm-hmm.
We serve God. The
right.
government is there to serve us. And I think that's That's what's created this divisiveness that I see. And I think our churches have strayed from the gospel and haven't been strong enough with the gospel and have been way too political. And that's also giving a false sense of approval to these folks that believe the government is the new God.
Exactly. Well, hello, America. It is not about the government or even the United States of America. I mean, when you think about the pilgrims, you know, you go back and the origination of this country and this idea and this concept, it was a covenant between an oppressed people that said, God, if you will only do this, give us a place where we can worship you freely. We will honor you with our worship and adoration. And God entered into a covenant with the pilgrims, and America and the world has been blessed accordingly. Now, I guess somewhere along the line, Bruce, the powers to be have said, oh, we've had enough of that blessing. Let's move on. We'll take it from here. That's pretty arrogant, isn't it?
Yes, I think for us, it's the one thing we need to pray for is that we move back to this covenant with God and don't have a covenant with God. And the history lesson is well written in the Bible. Again, the seven books that I talked about will give all of us a good idea of what will happen if
exactly.
we continue this course.
Well, Dr. Bruce Hartman is the author of Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. And, you know, for those of you who have been disconnected and you begin to get connected and you realize the truth of Bruce's writings, I mean, it's like a power switch has gone off in your world, and not only in your business world, but in your family and every aspect of your life. I can testify to that. As one who has seen that actuation, I can tell you it's much like the blind man who was blind and now sees. And it is that much of a contrast. And that's what awaits you. And maybe for those of you that have, you know, kind of forgotten, maybe you just have not been in the Word of God and you keep saying, oh, I'm going to be in the Word of God. This is my New Year's resolution, is I'm going to spend more time in the Word of God. And I was sharing earlier with another guest that, you know, even Dr. Billy Graham, when he was asked about, you know, if he had any regrets and if he had more time to invest, where would he do that? And his answer was, I would have spent more time in the Word of God. I mean, this is the man of God saying he would have spent more time in God's Word. That's quite telling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think it's for all of us, it's the greatest challenge. I find myself, even though my job is writing about Jesus and God all day long, I still have to discipline myself to stay in the Word of God. And my day always ends better when I do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, this new book that I just published in November, Spend a Year with Jesus, is designed to do that. It's a 52-week devotional. And we've been thrilled with the reception we received for this book so far.
Well, that's awesome. And then you've got a new book coming up. Originally, it was designed to be released on the 15th of March, but in honor of my birthday, you're going to release it on March the 16th, right? That's our covenant?
Yeah, that is our covenant. And you know what? Because of the respect I have for you and the Lord,
it will be
done on the 16th.
So. Okay. And the title of the new book is?
Jesus is Everything.
Yes, amen, and amen again. I'll tell you, Dr. Bruce Hartman, it's just been a really special time. I always enjoy our time together because we're able to talk about these things that are so, so important. I would say most important and first principled. And consistent with those first principles, that would be is that, you need to spend time every day. And that's a great way to start your day in terms of first principles. Dr. Bruce Hartman, thank you as always. Happy New Year to you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything. A pastor was killed and 2 other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Welcome back. Happy New Year to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, my good friend Lowell Ponte joins us. He's a former Reader's Digest roving editor, amongst other things. I mean, you read his articles, you name it, to a Wall Street Journal, you know, all the top New York Times major publications. You'll see his name, and we're always honored to have him here on the show. Lowell, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year, Bill.
Happy New Year. New Year's resolutions, you got any, or did you work on any, or just more of the same?
I think surviving is about what I can hope for at this point.
Well,
it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the Georgia runoffs.
Yeah, exactly. What's your inclination on this? My inclination is based on, Lowell, I just want to think the best of America and the best of the people at large for all that's been exposed in terms of stealing the vote and the shenanigans clearly that have taken place, although some people want to remain in denial. And it's almost a quiet denial, because it's not like you're hearing the Democrats coming out in concert and in a loud, concerted voice that this past election, this 2020 election, was without fraud and legitimate.
Well, the left has been taking the quibbling point of view that there's been massive fraud, but not enough fraud to turn the election. The Republicans are taking the view, at least the conservative Republicans, that you know, how much unconstitutionality are you willing to accept?
Mm-hmm.
We have
yes.
states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and so on, key states to Biden's purported victory, where there was obvious defiance of the U.S. Constitution, which says that all changes in election procedure must be done by the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they were done by the elected left-wing Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. They were done by left-wing governors and so on. And that is not constitutional. So to think that the Supreme Court so far, including all three Trump appointees, have just stood aside, dusted off their hands, and said, well, we don't want to get involved in this. and that demonstrates...
Yeah, and what do we pay them for then? Because we don't want to get involved in your payment. And we don't want to get involved in your participation in the Supreme Court. This is why you are on the Supreme Court, to get involved with issue. That to me is such a cop-out. And from some educated people.
I, as a libertarian, wonder why I pay taxes at all. Look at how many cities in the U.S. this last year have seen your children not going to school, your children uneducated, and your private property and person not protected by police.
Yes.
As leftist rulers tell the police to back off, don't bother the protesters and so on, who are looting and burning stores. At what point do you say, these are the things I was paying taxes for, if I'm not getting these services, mm-hmm. then I shouldn't need to pay taxes?
Exactly. Well, that point came up early, and it went away fast, is that, look at, why should we pay taxes, or should we get an adjustment in our taxes, because it's no longer being utilized by the educational system, as one case in point.
Sure, and we've had the oddity of President Trump being asked, why don't you declare this an insurrection, which would give you the power to act. Of course, if he does declare it an insurrection, that invalidates the private insurance held by most of the people involved.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They don't pay for insurrections the same way they don't pay for acts of God, like mm-hmm. lightning hitting your store.
Exactly. So, and that's, I mean, you talk about the nuclear option. That would be a true nuclear option, would it not?
It would. And it would assume that the president, of course, is going to be treated fairly and even-handedly by the news media. You know, if he's wrong, criticize him. If he's right, praise him. Well, we've gotten plenty of criticism. We've gotten no praise whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the challenge. I mean, America's conscience has been conditionalized by the media, high-tech, the establishment media. The Democratic leadership, I mean, just go right on down the line, influenced by China. We see more and more influence of China. I mean, it's clear we've been warned about this for years, and now it's undeniable. And it's like Atlas Shrugged here, Lowell. I mean, it's just people are yawning. I mean, it's like they're really not taking this serious. I mean,
Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, of course.
Yes.
The taxpayers, the productive people, went on a tax strike against the government, which it still seems to me is one of the great prophetic things we should be attempting. But the government increasingly is going over to modern monetary theory, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the way, with her fellow Marxists and socialists, had criticized Nancy Pelosi terribly. But on Monday, when it came right down to it, they went ahead and voted with Nancy Pelosi, and left only a handful of conservatives to withhold their vote. But at least Nancy Pelosi failed to get a majority of members of the House of Representatives. She only got 216 votes. A majority would be 218.
Mm-hmm. But she's still the leader, though.
She's still the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole lot of Democrats are still the leader, even though they've engaged in outright unconstitutional and therefore criminal activity to distort an election. I mean, my God, look at Michigan and what's been going on there. Every major government official who is holding office is a Democrat, it seems, has stepped in and tried in one way or another to destroy tax records, to trash votes that would be incriminating. We have states now where they say, oh, well, this was an honest election. In all of these states that were key to Biden's victory, he won a total of, what, 40,000 votes or so on. Combining them, well, it's now clear that more than 200,000 more votes were cast than there were a total number of registered voters.
Exactly.
So we know that the election was wildly corrupt and disoriented. But this is all part of the tragedy that the Democrats have found a powerful ally. And that's the theme of my latest column at WorldNet Daily, which is, you might think that we just went through an election. But from the point of view of the left, this was not an election. This was a revolution. And their main ally in that revolution, just as France was our major ally in 1776, for the left in 2020, it was Communist China.
Exactly.
Communist China that poured in massive amounts of influence, that most importantly unleashed a weaponized COVID virus that either means it was engineered to be destructive and continue to be destructive, or at least it was knowingly unleashed on the West while they did not allow people from Wuhan province to travel elsewhere in China by flights, for example. They encouraged flights to Italy.
Yes.
New York, you know.
Well, they've got little China there in northern Italy, and they knew that's what they were there for the New Year's, and they were going back, and they sent them back as infected human missiles into Europe, and look what happened. That became the second hotspot, and according to a scientist there, the first scientist who young man, I think he was in his 30s, the doctor was, and subsequently he lost his life, and he was blowing the whistle on this deal as to what was going on, because at the point, if you remember, the narrative being put out by the Communist Chinese and the WHO, was that it was from some wet market down the road in Wuhan that had nothing to do with the laboratory that, oh yeah, Dr. Fauci had experience with, and how he's covered on this is amazing to me, because
parenthetically, that laboratory was only 900 feet or the distance of the length of three football fields,
right,
away from that wet market.
Right. So they pointed to that. But my point, Lowell, is that Dr. Fauci and his team knew that this was a problem. They were the ones that, against Barack Obama's will, as you'll recall, went ahead and invested in the establishment and the construction of that laboratory. He had staff there, and they left after 18 months and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're dangerous. They're going to have a problem. So he knew this at least a year and a half, if not 2 years before, and then when it came out, he somehow becomes the resident expert, and he's just kind of, you know, piecemealing information to us and to the world in order to cover his interest with China. So, as you say, this runs a lot deeper, and we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, not only do we have to keep it, but said spirit has to be exercised for the sake of America's future. If you're concerned about America's future, clearly there's a number of people who think that, hey, look, we just got to go along to get along, and they're willing to fall to this forced voter acquiescence. I wrote about this, Lowell, that, you know, people are being forced to acquiesce. I mean, we've got Republicans even, you know, people that you would never think, but they're folding like $2 chairs. I mean, you know, democracy really commands courage and bravery, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And remember, what a lot of these people want and have wanted since at least World War II is a global government.
Mm-hmm.
They want the peace, the serenity of having a world government, even if it is socialist and even if it's capitalist Beijing, rather than New York or Washington, D.C., which was the original hope for that. And so they do not want a nationalist U.S. Or as George Soros said, the single most dangerous thing on the planet is an independent, strong United States.
Boy, catch that, ladies and
gentlemen.
Catch that, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, George Soros and many others of his ilk understand that the United States, Donald Trump, is in the way of their aspiration. They were so close. I mean, Barack Obama made the announcement that, they were going to fundamentally change America. And people applauded that like a bunch of SEALs and going, wait a minute, do you understand what he's calling for here? And it didn't take long for us to realize what that fundamental change looked like. And it was, a walk down the yellow brick road to socialism.
And they realized that to be able to do that, they had to trash the U.S. economy. That's what Bill Maher said more than 2 years ago, because Trump was on the way to a landslide victory. And in fact, probably did win a landslide victory. Nevertheless, China and its COVID virus unleashed on us with the announcement that, oh, it's not even infectious among humans. Don't worry about it. By the way, we're not going to share with you the information of the genetics of the virus. China did all of that. China then ran about the entire world buying up all the world's medical supplies for 10 cents on the dollar and then selling them for $10 on the cent. I mean, China is not the world's friend, if people right. haven't noticed that by now. China.
Do they ever end up at The Hague for what they did?
No, that's not. Look, one of the things that didn't get reported in the Western press, December 30th, just before New Year's, Xi Jinping, the dictator for life in China, met via video with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Emmanuel Macron, and two leaders of the European Union to approve a high investment agreement between the EU, the single largest market in the world, as they call themselves, and Red China. The deal is a diplomatic victory for Beijing and a domestic one for Xi, reported our own national public radio, that is socialist radio, mm-hmm. in the U.S.
Yes. Yes.
In Washington, it will be seen as a snub to the incoming Biden administration, which last week urged the EU to wait on such an agreement until they consulted with the U.S. Well, China simply slapped all of that down, and why not? Biden is a sock puppet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Biden took $1.5 billion bribe from communist China. Joe Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. He will be a sock puppet mm-hmm. as president. He will do whatever China orders him to do. And as a result, we now see China has absorbed Europe. By the way, the longtime head of the European Union Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, just a couple of years ago was in Trier, Germany, the birthplace of Karl Marx, at the dedication, giving a speech honoring the dedication of a huge statue of Karl Marx paid for by communist China. Now, do you think anyone has tried to tear down that statue on the political left?
Yeah, not hardly.
No, oddly enough, they haven't, even though Marxism has killed 100 million people, and at this moment probably has as slave laborers at least 2 million Chinese Uyghurs, Muslims, mm-hmm. in communist China. And yet, the very same LeBron James and others of the NBA who are ready to tear down American statues of Confederates who died 150 years ago, they are more than willing to stay silent and accept slavery in China.
Boy, it's
happening right now.
Exactly. I can only hope and pray that reasonably minded Americans are seeing what's going on. I mean, because look at Xi's influence and command over entertainment, whether it's the NBA, NFL, I mean, LeBron, the other stars, the entertainment industry, movie houses, on and on, just go down the list, big tech, corporate America, all going, you know, and headed down that utopian yellow brick road to globalism and all that.
And there were huge supporters of Biden, like Apple Computer,
exactly.
like Nike and so on. Are among the exploiters of that very cheap slave labor in China.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so
they took a large part of their profits and gave it to Joe Biden to elect mm-hmm. him because he was, after all, China's man.
Exactly. Well, China, as you said, here they are. They locked down what's happening in the EU. That really takes, a big bit of influence, needless to say, out of the Joe Biden administration. Biden now, I mean, like you said, he's a sock puppet. Going into this anyway, now even more so. It's like Xi has exposed Biden. Biden would appear to be the linchpin to all that they have been working on around the world, but particularly here in the United States, as you stated earlier, with Soros' comment that it is the United States of America that stands in the way of their globalist goals.
Right, and they view, of course, globalism as a wonderful and noble thing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, most countries in the world, even our democratic allies in Europe, just knuckled under to China. There's only one other economic power center other than the U.S., China, Europe, and that is the Middle East.
Mm.
And the Middle East, China is backing Iran. even right. as the Obama administration did, the Obama-Biden administration did.
Right.
Biden has already indicated he's going to restore the treaty that was rolling out the red carpet to Iran acquiring nuclear weapons in the immediate future.
Lowell, how is that going to play into this these Middle East compacts? Now we've got five Arab nations that have have made peace with Israel. How is this going to play out? I mean, I can see the chess move with Iran, but you've got more Arab nations, and maybe you under a Trump administration, then you get more Arab nations coming along. Under a Biden administration, it stops in its tracks right there, does it not?
What you have to remember when we say other countries, the most powerful of which is Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. because of its oil. But who governs Saudi Arabia? 30,000 members of the Saudi royal family.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a democracy. It's not a society that can sustain itself if someone suddenly stepped in and began beheading or liquidating by assassination the heads of the royal family in Saudi Arabia. It will fold up like a cheap suit.
Yes.
And right now, the Soviet... Well, for example, Hillary Clinton sold one-fifth of our uranium to Russia in exchange for $145 million to her personal slush fund, her foundation. Russia, at the same time, was building nuclear reactors in and for Iran and supplying radioactive material for them. Do not be surprised if it could be traced back, that when Iranian terrorists have the next 9/11 in New York City and leave it a smoking radioactive hole in the ground, because these are nuclear terrorists next time,
right.
that the radioactive material that went into their bombs came from Hillary Clinton and the United States. That is how much betrayal of our country the Democrats are now capable of.
Mm-hmm. And why is it that the majority of Americans remain ignorant to that point?
Because the media doesn't tell them.
But do we have to,
there was just a poll done, I think it was Rasmussen, either Rasmussen or the a poll hired by the Media Research Center, but they found that about 17% of Democrats who voted for Joe Biden said if they had been informed of some of the outrageous behavior, like Biden and his son taking $1.5 billion to buy things the Chinese military was interested in and supply them to them. They're again, a direct betrayal of American security by the Biden family.
Right. And the mainstream media.
That.
Sure.
If they had known that, about one out of six Democrats would have voted against Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
That would have turned the election all by itself.
Exactly. Well, it kept the printing presses going on a little bit longer out of China in order to infiltrate and dilute, our whole voting process. But,
remember, Hollywood, Silicon Valley, and so on are now just wholly owned subsidiaries of communist China.
Exactly. Now, that's what this all comes down to. But, the thing is, as responsible, freedom-loving Americans, we have to quit counting and blaming the establishment media. We see them for who they are. And if we are going to ever, ever regain the freedoms that belong to us, as noted in our U.S. Constitution, then America needs to step up and be responsible. We can no longer rely on big tech or establishment media for our information. This is how we got in the mess to begin with, right?
Absolutely. God help us if the Democrats take control of the Senate in Georgia.
Well, this is what's on the line, and we've been told time and again. In my heart of hearts, Lowell, I want to believe that good will win out over evil, the truth against the lies, and we've seen a lot of lies being perpetrated in this last election, and the people have had it. Lowell Ponte has been with us. Lowell, how can they be in touch with you? Really quick, 5 seconds.
Just read my column at WorldNet Daily. It airs Fridays.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase.